Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says it's unacceptable that European parties to the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement failed to fulfill that is, their related commitments while Iran holds up its end of the bargain. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comment in a meeting with visiting Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of a trilateral summit of Iran, Russia, and Turkey on Syria. Leaders said Iran will make sure its stance on the nuclear deal protects its national interests. Ayatollah Khamenei also called for the elimination of the U.S. dollar from trade between Iran and Russia. Putin, in turn, said U.S. is making a strategic mistake by limiting other countries' access to its financial system. Putin said this weakens the dollar and undermines trust in currency. Russian leader also said Europeans are effectively following U.S. policy on the nuclear deal, despite talking about protecting the agreement. Joining us now is Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts, please.
The United States now has put 200 million people under sanctions. The people, not the people individually, but they're the countries, if you add them all up, there are 200 million people. One-third of the world's population is now under sanctions. This is a tremendous abuse of the United States' economic power. It's an abuse of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. It's an abuse of the SWIFT system of the international exchange. And it is going to lead to a reaction which will basically mean the end of the dollar hegemony. So the United States, because of its, largely because of its subservience to the Israel lobby, is going to bring about the very end of the dollar system that they've created.
And your thoughts on the Iranian leader saying that it's unacceptable European parties to the JCPOA fail to live up to their respective commitments under the accord, while Iran has so far abided by and played by all its commitments and rules?
Well, Europe is just showing its true colors as basically a vassal colony of the United States, the American empire. They're going to have to start putting their money where their mouth is here. There was a lot of objection, you know, a lot of verbal pyrotechnics saying that Trump was against the rule of law. But when push comes to shove, they all fall in line. This is not going to be lead to any type of successful resolution of the problem. They're only exacerbating the problem. I think that the view that is pervading right now in Europe is that Trump is not going to be around very long. At the very most, he'll fill out his term, and then things will go back to the world as usual. That's not going to happen no matter how long Trump is there. What we're talking about is a fundamental flaw of the system, and it doesn't have anything to do really with Donald Trump.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us and for your input, Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine.